Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. You never know, do you?
I never know.
And over the years, we've discovered that if something doesn't cost you anything, then it's very likely it will not have any value to it.
That is true.
I've seen it time after time. I'll sow some debt-busting material into people's lives, only to discover that they've never read the book or listened to the CD. A book never read or a CD never listened to will not change a life. It will not release the seeds of financial freedom. I've learned that even if I heard for and desire for somebody to change, I feel such an intensity wanting them to change.
And to help them out.
But I know they got to do it themselves. On a number of occasions, I've given books to young people in churches with the offer of $20. Anyone who reads the book, writes a one-page summary, sends it to me. And all the dozens and dozens of times I've done that, I had one young man take advantage of that offer. I've sold debt terminator kits, $100 value. Millionaire University systems, $190 value. Into the lives of numerous people who I discovered on subsequent visits, never opened it to the first page. Listen to a word on the CDs, or taking the first step out of bondage and the despair of debt into financial freedom.
You gotta want it.
That's it. I've observed that in most people, not all, but most, if something doesn't cost them something, it has no value to them. And we were talking about this on yesterday's call.
That's right.
And we felt stirred to teach about it today.
That often happens. You know, in 2 Samuel 24:24, King David approaches one of his subjects by name Ornan to buy some land so he can offer the sacrifice at the Lord's command. Now, if you'll recall, this is what we talked about yesterday. As an honorable subject, Ornan, he offers to give the king everything he needs for the sacrifice. But this is what the scripture says in 2 Samuel 24:24 that I just mentioned. And the king said unto Ornan, "Nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing." The Message Bible says it this way: "I'm not going to offer God, my God, sacrifices that are no sacrifice." You know, when we give something that cost us something, it becomes precious to us.
That's right.
So in effect, King David is saying, I just will not offer unto my God that which is not precious to me. The scripture is clear. When we give that which is value to us, God is moved and our circumstances change.
Honey, I wanted to digress for just a few minutes.
Okay.
Proverbs 17:18, in the Message Bible says, "It's stupid to try to get something for nothing or run up huge bills you can never pay."
Mm.
The scripture says it's stupid to try to get something for nothing. Key word is try, which means it's not going to happen. See, in life, we either do something or we don't. Trying to do something just doesn't cut it. Consider this. I'll try to call you tomorrow. I'll try to finish that report today. I'll try to make a payment by the 15th. I'll try to do better. I'll try to keep that appointment. I'll try not to change anything else or charge anything else on that credit card. Can you think of other ways where you've used the word try? In seminars around the world, I ask people to try and take an ink pen out of my hand. They always reach out and take the pen. Then I said, I tell them that I told you to try and take the pen. See, here's a revelation in life. We don't try anything. We either do it or we don't. The difference between trying and doing is willpower.
Well, back to this teaching.
You
know, the Lord let us further have revelation in 1 Chronicles 21, 23 through 25. 1 Chronicles 21, 23 through 25 in the New International Version. It says, Arnon said to David, take it. Let my Lord the king do whatever pleases him. Lord, look, I will give the oxen for the burnt offerings, the threshing sledges for the wood, and the wheat for the grain offering. I will give all this. But King David replied to Ornan, no, I insist on paying the full price. I will not take for the Lord what is yours or sacrifice a burnt offering that costs me nothing. So David paid Ornan 600 shekels of gold for the site.
You know, honey, when I read that verse and hearing you say it again, when I first read it, I looked up in the commentary, and that's when I discovered this 600 shekels of gold is the equivalent of about 15 pounds of gold. Now, there's 16 ounces in a pan, in a pound. So King David gained, Ornan, 240 ounces of gold. Are you ready for this? As of this writing, gold is selling near $1,300 an ounce. So in today's prices, King David paid Ornan the equivalent of $314,208 for the land. There's several things stirred in us that we want to talk to you about.
Well, first, Ornan was either fearful of King David and his army, or he was a very generous man. Some people believe Ornan was afraid because in 1 Chronicles 21:20, it says, while Ornan was threshing wheat, he turned and saw the angel. His four sons who were with him hid themselves. Now, this was the angel of the Lord with a sword, so we can understand why they might be afraid. But we don't think we can just assume that Ornan was afraid of King David. He was probably a righteous man. It says his sons ran, but he waited to see what the appearance of the angel and the king meant. And consider the reactions of others in the scriptures when they encountered angels. Jacob, matter of fact, even wrestled with an angel. No doubt King David could have taken everything that Ornan had. Certainly King Ahab would have. That he was offering him as the king, Ornan certainly knew. But Ornan probably also knew that it wasn't the kind of character that King David displayed.
Honey, I think it's fair to say that Ornan was also a wealthy man. If the property was purchased by King David for $314,208 in today's money, then obviously Ornan was not living on the other side of the tracks.
Second, when you offer to bless somebody and you display a desire, a willingness to give them something that is of value to you, then a spiritual dynamic is also loosed into your life and finances. Ornan was willing to give King David everything he needed. And as a result of Ornan's willingness to give, his generosity was also blessed by a large sum of money.
You know, third, when we give, there's always an immediate and a progressive benefit. And frankly, the progressive benefit is always greater than that which is immediate. Ornan's immediate financial benefit was that he received $314,208 from King David. His progressive benefit was that in the knowledge that the land he sold the king was subsequently used by King Solomon to build his temple.
Yes, indeed.
Think about that.
I always think that was an amazing addition to the story.
Amen. For generations, Ornan's family would tell the story that the temple was built on land they once owned. Ornan also was memorialized in scripture, and I would definitely count that as a benefit unmatched by many.
Mm. And one more observation. The last part of 2 Samuel 24:25 2 Samuel 24, verse 25 says, God was moved by the prayers, and that was the end of the disaster.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if we take time to read this entire story, we will discover that David's disaster, well, it was of his own making. In addition, it reveals God's love for his children, for he takes David's disaster and turns it to good. When we give that which has valued us, or as King David says in verse 24 in the Message Bible, not sacrifices that are no sacrifice, then something is loosed in the spiritual realm. God can make good out of the worst disasters if we let him. We give that which has valued us. God is moved by our prayers, and our circumstances begin to change. The scripture says that he is touched by our humanity.
That's right.
He feels what we feel. So listen, the next time you're given an opportunity to sow, whether it's in this ministry or another good ground one like ours, make sure that you're giving what has value to you. If you want to move the hand of God in your situation or bring an end to financial disaster in your life, then you must take the first step by sowing that which is valuable or precious to you. When we're guided by right motives, when we're willing to give what's valuable to us, then we'll experience the manifold blessings of God.
Hallelujah.
Think about that.
I know.
What you give needs to have value to you.
That's right.
Amen.
And tonight, we have something valuable to share.
Yes, we do. Sunday Night Live, can somebody say hallelujah?
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
That's right.
I'm already ready to get up and run around this group because it's so good. Join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern. Go to heraldherring.com. Click on the button that says Join Harold and Beth. And just be a part of what we do. And if you've never done it before, go to the website, click that button, because we have outlines, detailed outlines.
Yes, we do.
Of everything we've taught. You can also go back and watch, you know, videos. It's just awesome. It really is. Well, maybe.
Yep. Right now, you can go up to the website, go to on the website.
Yep.
Up to sow a seed. Just ask God what seed you'd have you sow and do what he says. That's all we ever ask.
All we ever will.
That's it.
Well, till tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern and again every morning at 8:30 Eastern. God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.